Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
Welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we have with us Josh Carey. Josh spent 40 years in hiding. That's right, he was hiding every aspect of himself and showing up with a mask on in all areas of life, trying to gain the approval of everyone else. At 19, he changed his name and entered into what would become a 15-year career as a professional actor and filmmaker. The applause and external accolades didn't completely heal his feelings of anxiety and insecurities, and he found himself more isolated than ever. Today, Josh is a podcast host and business coach to entrepreneurs who are ready, willing, and able to say F that noise in their head that's been acting as the comfortable excuse for remaining where they are. And his podcast is called The Hidden Entrepreneur. So I'm very excited to bring Josh to the show today. Thank you so much for being with us today, Josh. What a pleasure.
Likewise, Emerald. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Josh, we had the thrill of meeting several months ago via our pod, right? Where all these podcasters, we're all just like so like dolphins, right? We just love each other. We share resources with one another. And so I met you through our pod, and I was on your show a few months ago, and it was such a pleasure to be with you. I wanted to bring you on to the Men on Purpose podcast because clearly you are a man on purpose. So
who knew?
Yeah.
So you knew.
I did. I identified you. And so I want to start by talking about the calling, because clearly you've had a journey here and you are now called into a different lifestyle, you know, a different way of being, a different reality that you're creating for yourself. And I know that comes from a calling. Sometimes it comes from the deep pain. But the deep pain is there because there is a deep calling. So can you talk about your experience of that calling process and what's pulling you forward into becoming less and less hidden?
Absolutely. And what I love about the question for me personally is I never realized until very recently, until I start giving that word calling some sort of validity and weight and attention, because I just sort of found myself here in this very place I am in life, not really by no accident, but like you said, after 40 years in hiding. So today I am the hidden entrepreneur, and I spent a lifetime hiding all of my power, all of my ability in exchange for seeking approval. I kept my light and my ability very, very small, very dim, because I didn't want to upset anybody. I just wanted to fit in. We know that story because at a very young age, I sold myself the very false story, but I sold it to myself as truth that I'm not capable and nobody wants me around. So what do? We go out into the world and we find the people and the situations that validate that. And people are very happy to validate your thoughts and your beliefs. And that happened to me for a lifetime. And the frustration was that I knew I wasn't even lost. I knew behind closed doors that I was capable, but I was still scared out of my mind to show anybody my skill, what I'm able to accomplish. That caused a lot of angst, a lot of frustration, a lot of misery for many, many years. And today, through details we can certainly unravel, least of which are my two adoring children, a six-year-old daughter, a four-year-old son, who I give shout-outs to as often as possible, because they have become the reason. I turn around early on in their young lives, and I realize, oh, I see, I'm the child in this circle here. And I knew that I was better than that.
Ooh, big one, Josh Carey. That is a huge revelation. So I do want to talk about, like, was it a pivotal moment where you just like looked and said, I'm the child? I mean, that's huge to have that level of self-awareness. Can you give us a little bit more detail about like what exactly happened that led up to that moment? Like, were you like having a little temper tantrum or like what was happening? That gave you that full awareness.
So I knew much of my life that I had an element of self-awareness. Like I said, I always knew behind closed doors, what am I doing? I could do what they're doing much better, but I'm not. I always thought people would retaliate and, you know, strike me down should I try to rise up. Oh my goodness. So I didn't. I felt like I didn't have the strength to protect myself in any way. So I just stayed weak, really, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, perhaps physically. So then I always knew that I'd want to be a father. I just knew. I said, you know, at some point in my life, I'd love to play that role. I think I'd really enjoy being a father. I know I'd love it. But I also knew that I never would have found myself mature enough in a healthy, mature relationship to say, honey, let's do this. Let's have children. Never would have happened. But God or the universe, whatever you believe in, knew differently and saw an opportunity. I was with my girlfriend at the time. This was the year 2012. We were in a committed relationship as boyfriend, girlfriend. In September of that year, she calls me and she says, are you sitting down? And I say, yes. And she says, we're pregnant. Whew. Now, she didn't know how I was going to react. And certainly I didn't really plan for that, but it felt perfect. And that was my response. I said, this is amazing. We are going to do this. This feels right. And that January, we were married. And you know the outcome. Now we have two adoring children. So the universe knew that this was the role and the moment and the direction for me. But again, early on in their relationship, I was running my own digital marketing agency, always hitting the same wall, trying to get over to the next level. Never found myself able to do that. Still a lot of anger, negative habits, frustration. Now, with these two small children looking up at me, and I'm kicking, screaming, yelling, trying to, and I knew that I was just better than that. And I said, you know what? I just can't do this anymore. And I was finally able to put the pieces into place that allowed me to start breaking those negative habits and patterns one at a time, slowly but surely, because I had my strong why. I said, you know what? If for nobody else, for these two children who are looking up to me for direction, I'm the only thing that they can model and follow here. Of course, my wife, but you know, I'm the man of the house here. So let me set that darn example and not, you know, projecting myself 20 years down the road. Now I have an empty nest and my children are out as young adults. And I couldn't envision my daughter, for example, growing up, watching me in that very ugly state for all those years and having that be her impression of me and really becoming influenced by that. Oh my God, I'd be devastated. And there would have been nothing I can do if she was seeking approval and insecure like I was and desperate and needy. No way, not for her, not for my son, who now are two of the most amazing, confident, strong, playful, loving children that I always wish I was. And I take pride in that. And that sort of fuels me.
Beautiful. Well, I want to take a breath. And there was so much in there. I feel like I want to talk about the courage to make the changes, because sometimes people can get the epiphany, but they have some difficulty and, you know, often will fall back into old patterns of behavior or be in victim mind or whatever. It takes, you know, it's more than a one-step process in my mind. You get the calling, you get the wake-up call, you get the, oh, you know, I got to do something different. But people don't always have the courage to say, I'm changing. I'm creating a different reality for myself. So could you give our listeners, and in your case, I especially want to point out to anybody who's waking up, who's called, you are men who are potentially going to be changing the planet. And so it requires courage. It requires understanding that you must overcome the belief in your own head that you're going to be struck down. And especially for people who are here to make a difference, because you have to actually put yourself out there, your authentic self out there, in order to make that difference happen. So can you share with our people how you cultivated courage and what you do to consistently exercise your courage muscle?
You hit the nail on the head every step of that segment. One of the things you said is that it's more than one step, and it most certainly is. In fact, I always look at this time of my life that I'm in recovery, because in many cases I am. And that means anybody who's in recovery for any addiction knows it is a daily practice. You wake up in the morning, it all begins again. And that excites me, because I have since developed a way I get up, a time I get up, a morning routine, and so on, and all through the day and the night. So what I've done is I've been able to first make the decision, right? It begins with a choice. You are making a choice and a decision to say, okay, something's got to change and I have to change. So what I had to do is I was spending 10 years in this industry that I was running my own digital marketing agency. And again, it just basically became what I saw as an unhealthy relationship like any other. And I said, I got to get out. So I made that perhaps scary decision, but I knew it had to be made for all the other pieces we're talking about. And that was the first step, to just say, okay, I have to make the change and commit to that. The other big thing is that, you know, we always bite off more than we can chew. An easy example is you want to lose weight. You don't have to say, okay, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 3 months. I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week. I'm going to eat 3 meals a day, very healthy. We know how that ends. This is no different. To this day, it's one small step at a time that over time, for me, I've been at this game less than a year under this brand, right? And here we are. I don't think that's a very long time. And the results are extraordinary, because they compound and grow on each other. So take one small step. You want to lose weight? Okay, cut out soda. Cut out one glass of soda. Cut out a candy bar. Get up earlier. Drink more water. One thing you can do, but make the choice, because then you feel like that person and you have a win that you can enjoy and move forward with. So that's what it is for me, just replacing as many negative habits and patterns that you acknowledge for yourself. Honestly, make a list. That's what I did, of small, medium, and large things that I was doing that I knew were not serving me. I'm like, well, that's not good. Should probably, you know, look at that, but maybe not first. Maybe I can cut out these little things that I'm doing, thinking, feeling, or saying, and go with the flow. Also, it was very important for me, because I was scared to be retaliated against. I knew that I needed, because I was very capable, in fact, that became my truth that I knew to be true. I said, well, I got to start surrounding myself with the people I know will support me. And I don't have a big social life. So I didn't find this IRL, right? I didn't find that in real life. I found it online. I found a community that I could explore a new journey for myself. and go with it. And slowly but surely it works and it continues to work and it's a daily habit.
Oh, gorgeous. So good. We got to take a break though. I can't wait to pick up some of the threads on our on the backside of this because that was really awesome. But for now, I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've had thousands of downloads from all over the world. We're inches away from 20,000 downloads right now. I fully expect that to be happening within the next week or so. And I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Slovenia, which is the latest country that came on the last time I looked. And thank you so much for tuning in. We will be right back with Josh Carey.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Josh Carey. I want to let you know that you can find out more about Josh and all the things that he's got going on at joshcarey.com. We will have that information in the show notes. We had so much good, juicy stuff in that first half, Josh. And like, I feel like you're the kind of guy, you're a pod bud, but you're also the kind of guy that I could actually spend a lot more time with on the interview because you have so much wisdom and so much enthusiasm for sharing your wisdom. So
thank you.
I wanna say thank you so much for making sure that you put it clearly to people that they do have to make a choice. And making choices is an essential part of the process of bringing your calling into fruition. So do you have any immediately actionable steps that you can give our listeners around the process itself of choice making? Like, how do you go through that process of saying, okay, I've got to do something different? Like, do you have a ritual that you do? Do you take time out of your Do you carve time out of your calendar once every 3 months to look at things again? Like, do you have a process or a routine or some kind of structure that you fall back on when it's time to make a choice? Because there's a difference between making a choice in an emergency and making a choice consciously.
Yes. One of the big light bulb moments for me over the past year was when I heard that being a victim is a thing. Now, spoiler alert, I played the victim very well my entire life, but I never had that thought, that label. I never knew. So now, sort of on the outside looking in, I heard it and it was just this epiphany. I said, oh my goodness. That's a thing? Yes, that's what I've been doing. So to know that, wow, I was playing the victim, and now again, to tie it back in, it's a choice to now have a little more ammunition to say, okay, so now I'm going to get more in tune with my thoughts and my feelings as it relates to perhaps wanting to play that role. Now that I've made the choice not to, I can see it a little more clearly and put distance between that and make a different choice.
Beautiful. Well, and I would imagine that your background as an actor actually is very helpful for switching roles, right? Because you literally were playing the role of a victim, and now you're playing the role of a successful, positive, powerful role model for your children and for the world. So thank you for switching it up, Josh.
And you know, yeah, and you know what I find? My initial fear, of course, because I was steeped deeply in that was that, well, if I step out of this role, if I rip off the label that I've put on myself, are people going to retaliate and, you know, swipe me down there? But what's happened is quite the opposite happened. In fact, I see no negativity around me, and all I see is an abundance of positive people like you, Emerald, who are basically surrounding me, giving me that beautiful love and force field to continue to do what I'm doing. So again, it just perpetuates on itself because I have my reason, I have my strength and my support and my daily habits and rituals up here in my head and in my body and out into the world that just make it happen.
Beautiful. Well, in some of the training that I've had, there's this thing called the triangle of trauma. And the triangle of trauma is the victim, the perpetrator, and the rescuer. And a triangle is a very, very strong structure. Like if you look at all the bridges, they're built with all kinds of triangles as part of the construction. And if you take one of those out, the rescuer, if you take the rescuer out, if you take the perpetrator out, or if you take the victim out, now it flattens. The whole thing flattens and collapses. So thank you for pulling out the leg of the victim so that you could be victorious instead, Josh. So good.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to talk about your business because, you know, obviously you are podcasting, you're serving people in that way, but you're also serving people in other ways. And so I'd love to have you talk a little bit about the creation process because you created a new business, you created a podcast, you are, you know, a powerful creator. And so can you share with our listeners a little bit about your creation process and maybe something that you have offered to some clients that was a big success for you?
When I first launched the brand, The Hidden Entrepreneur, which was the summer of 2018. And I came to the table having left that industry where I spent a decade of time finally acknowledging that, you know what, there's more for me. I can't continue to perpetuate this for all the reasons we've spoken about. I knew that I wanted to at least come to the table with a podcast. Because really, that's all I knew. I didn't know. I didn't have every piece of the puzzle, but I said, this is step one. This will serve me very well. I literally knew nothing more. I said, I'm going to create the brand. I'm going to come to the table. I'm going to create a podcast, which feels right. I think I'll be good at that. I'll enjoy it, which means I can consistently do it. And I'll keep my eyes open for opportunity. And I always find that as a business person, probably as a human being, keeping your awareness open to opportunity is really all it's about. And the more that you can build up that muscle, the better you are. And I had confidence in that muscle of mine. I said, I will attract the right people into my life. I will create the right opportunities for me, and I will take them, or at least the ones that are right. And lo and behold, opportunities began to present themselves. So today the podcast is over 100 episodes strong, and it's been the catalyst for so much success in my life. I coach and consult entrepreneurs and business owners who are, you know, in similar places, so to speak, that I am and have been. So really what I'm doing is I'm taking these actions and I'm leading by example, right? I'm still a very early learning work in progress here with a long way to go, but I've accomplished certain things. And here I am telling this story because I've gotten from point A to point B and perhaps even further, and others want to know how to do it. And I'm just showing up through my podcast, through my social, through my connections, offering what's worked for me. And I have some good success stories with entrepreneurs who came to me saying, I'm burnt out. I'm sort of working this job. I don't know what to do. And then once we really start working together, I'm thinking of this one client, Sarah, I had. She had practically $1 million idea sitting in her back pocket that she never acted on. And she's like, well, this is really what I wanted to do. And I said, yes, this is what I'm going to help you do. Let's, you know, a lot of people need sort of permission and they need the guidance and the structure, but you know what you want to be doing. You just psych yourself out and fool yourself and tell yourself all these different things of why you're not going to. But chances are, if you really think about it for a minute, you know what you want to be doing. You got to find the way or the ways to do it, to take that first step, just like I did. Just start the podcast or just look into it or find somebody who can help you.
Yeah, I think that one's the key right there, Josh, is find somebody who can help you. Because you're a coach and you work with, consult with people in this area, I would guess that you also have coaches and consultants on your own team. So I'd love to have you talk about the value that you have found in coaching or consulting, you know, and I do want to make a distinction here between coaching and consulting, because sometimes people can get a little bit confused about that. So for me, and this is my definition, for me, a coach is somebody who can look at your performance and support you to adjust in your performance, to improve your performance using a variety of methods. I don't call myself a coach. I call myself a mentor, and I'm more like a dominatrix. I tell you what to do. Just go do this, okay? A consultant is kind of more like that in my mind, right? Is somebody who comes in, looks at what you got going on and says, you know what? You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. Go do that. Come back after you've done it. And then we'll see what the results were, kind of thing. So can you talk a little bit about how coaching or consulting has been of value to you and your business and your growth over the last several years?
Are you asking about my role as a coach or consultant?
Either or both.
Yeah. So I'll flip it to my use of coach, consultant, and mentor. One name is at the top of my list, and it's Michael Marcial. He's the five-figure workweek guy. And I met him, quote unquote, randomly online. We were in a same Facebook group, and I reached out to him and I said, hey, I see what you're doing. I like it. I'm attracted to it. Let's talk. And there was really, I didn't really have anything beyond that initial desire to just connect with him, right? And sometimes that's plenty, or that's the spark, or that's everything that you should follow. And I did. And he also looked back at my message and told me later, he's like, yeah, I really didn't know what was there either, right? So we got on the call and we were just sort of feeling each other out. And by the end of the call, I'm signing up to work with him because it felt perfect. And he helped me get so much of this very brand. He is responsible for so much of that and is continuing to be a pivotal part of my life that we've been labeled a bromance. So we have that really great connection. I just love it because he's become so much more than the mentor he started out as. And it's just, you know, who knows where these things can lead. But that's the point. If you just stay open and just follow the path.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you, Josh, for underscoring the value of finding the right fit too. I think that the important thing that you put in there is not just having a mentor or coach or a consultant come in and work with you and support you and help you to build the things that you want to build and grow the things you want to grow and get rid of the stuff that you want to get rid of, but that it's important to have resonance and have a fit be there. So awesome, Josh. We have like 1 second or 2 seconds left for you to just give us a drop more of your wisdom before we close.
You know deep inside what you want to be doing and should be doing. Don't look for all the excuses not to do it. Find the person or the people that you can surround yourself with that will allow you to take the one step you need to take to just feel a little different and be the person you know you are.
Beautiful. Love it. So good, Josh. Thank you so much. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners@menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on Apple Podcasts and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.